This is a Wednesday edition of Ozarks at Large. Do you remember last month we talked about the Eureka Springs Chalk Art Festival, the first of its kind? One of the chalk art designs that was created was of a two-dimensional sinkhole that looked like 3D. Well, the 3D kind of sinkhole has emerged in Eureka, a section of hand-built underground stormwater aqueduct in downtown Eureka Springs, which historically drains dozens of cold water springs, has collapsed. And as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, it's caused a sensation.
What was a busy downtown parking lot is now a massive hole where Berryville excavator Jimmy Jones is carefully maneuvering his Caterpillar this sultry Friday afternoon.
There's a collapsed storm drain. We're repairing it. Just having to get down to it. That's the biggest part of it.
The repair will take a couple of weeks, he says, including the placement of a new 8x8-foot cast concrete storm drain. It's been an unusually hot and dry spring. A narrow stream of water known as East Leatherwood Creek flows through the mud 35 feet below, disappearing beneath a building next door. The original stone aqueduct built to contain the creek in the late 1800s was in time covered over with buildings and later parking lots. Jones was hired by parking lot owner John Cross, a local banker, to repair the collapse, located between Basin Spring Bathhouse and a shopping mall. In an email for this report, Cross says, because the city also uses the aqueduct as a stormwater drain, the city should help him pay for repairs, a job which he says he did not put out for bid, nor did he get an estimate. It was a friendly handshake emergency excavation deal, he says. But Mayor Butch Berry says John Cross is responsible for repairs, given he owns the parking lot.
Our city is built on valleys and gullies.
Eureka Springs, founded in 1879 and incorporated as a city a year later, is an old mountain community. Old photographs reveal wooden buildings along Main Street, originally called Mud Street, at the bottom of a long, steep valley, were built on either side of the once-open spring-fed East Leatherwood Creek. And that aqueduct, the mayor says, was built for a certain era.
They didn't put a concrete culvert as you would today. And then you throw in a bunch of old rocks and anything you got, and then throw in, you know, a couple of feet of topsoil and call it good. Normal excavation and fill procedures is that you come back with a red clay dirt mixture, and every 6 inches you compact it. So you got a good base. I'm sure that was never done.
And downtown heavy traffic is taking a toll, he says.
Trash trucks and garbage trucks and heavy delivery trucks and vehicles running over them every day.
A section of county-owned parking lot up the street next to the city auditorium collapsed several years ago, Berry says.
Then we went ahead in conjunction, the county paid for that. Now, we paid for the top part because we were leasing it from the county. So we were responsible for the actual striping and paving of the parking lot, but the county was responsible for everything under the parking lot.
Berry says he tried to take preventive measures, coordinating with property owners along the aqueduct.
We approached the property owners a year ago. Paul Hull, who helped us write our FEMA disaster plan, came up with a concept of getting all the property owners from the courthouse down to Grand Central to form a property owners association so they could tax themselves, or an enterprise zone, to tax themselves to go in and repair this. But the property owners decided that they didn't want to do that.
The plan required a 75% buy-in from property owners, Berry says. When asked if he planned to sue the city for financial reimbursement, John Cross says he will cross that bridge when he comes to it. In the meantime, the city this week will start to spend $300,000 in grant funding to shore up what is now a working section of Leatherwood Creek Aqueduct further north along Main Street. A public project, the mayor says, requires costly vetting by an archaeologist as well as the five civilized tribes. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And you can view a slideshow of the aqueduct repair at our website, ozarksatlarge.com.